Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller was in Belgium last week for bilateral talks and to participate in activities at the 8th Annual European Development Days EDD, organized by the European Commission. The 8th Annual European Development Days is Europe's premier forum on international affairs and development. During her visit, Mrs. Simpson Miller met with high-level officials of the European Commission to discuss Jamaica's cooperation program with the European Union, among other bilateral engagements. She also met with members of the diaspora, representatives of the diplomatic corps, and specialized international agencies. Speaking at the opening plenary of the European Development Days, Mrs. Simpson Miller called for more attention to be paid to the unique challenges being faced by middle-income and small island developing states such as Jamaica. The Prime Minister urged world leaders to make it a priority to develop a roadmap for agreeing on a sustainable development framework beyond the 2015 target date, as well as the action plan to support it. The Prime Minister insists that the vision for the post-2015 agenda must envisage a development framework that is relevant, far-reaching, and beneficial for all. According to Mrs. Simpson Miller, such an agenda must be transformative, action-oriented, and must send a clear message of hope to the poor. In a panel discussion on women's empowerment post-2015, Mrs. Simpson Miller said one of the main challenges keeping more women from participating in representational politics in Jamaica is a lack of adequate funding. While women head important institutions such as the Supreme Court and are dominant in fields such as health and education, the Prime Minister noted that they still lag behind in numbers in Parliament. She argued that it is critical for women to be part of the political process globally, noting that as caregivers and nurturers, they tend to bring a different point of view to decision-making.
We should encourage the involvement of women in politics globally because women are caregivers. And so what a woman will think about in terms of the family sometimes will not come from a man. And so it is critical and important for the involvement of women in the political process.
Mrs. Simpson Miller says if women are not at the decision-making table, their long-term impact is negligible. And Jamaica has been honored by the European Union for its role in the empowerment of women, in particular for closing the gender gap in terms of women who work in public administration. The award is given to a country that has achieved a remarkable level of representation by women in the legislature as senior officials and managers. Prime Minister Simpson Miller accepted the award on behalf of Jamaica during a high-profile gala and awards dinner Wednesday, organized by the Women in Parliament's Global Forum at the Royal Museum of Art and History in Brussels, Belgium. And Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner last week sought to clarify the Office of the Prime Minister's position regarding on-location interviews with the media. Senator Faulkner said the OPM is not opposed to impromptu interviews. However, media practitioners should follow the procedures outlined by the OPM in a letter to the Press Association of Jamaica in May. Journalists wishing to interview the Prime Minister at events should first make a request to a member of the Prime Minister's support team on location. Senator Faulkner says if granted, interviews will take place after the Prime Minister has completed her engagement and not upon her arrival. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.